Statehood. During the early years of the Gold Rush, California was still a territory of the United States. It had no legal form of government. In 1849, a constitutional convention was held in Monterey to discuss the future of California. There were 48 delegates at the convention. Some had lived in California for a long time, but many had lived there for less than 3 years. Among the delegates, there were ranchers, merchants, lawyers, bankers, and doctors. The delegates discussed many important issues. Did California want to become a state, or did it want to remain a territory? The people decided to ask for statehood. They also drafted a state constitution. The constitution established the government and laws of California. Feature box. California and women's rights. When California belonged to Mexico, married women were allowed to own property separate from their husbands. At the California Constitutional Convention in 1849, the delegates voted to continue this practice. When California became a state, it was the only state that allowed this. Feature box, free state or slave state. The U.S. Congress was concerned that admitting California would upset the country's balance of the number of free and slave states in the Union. Could an agreement be reached? The final decision gave a little to both sides of the argument. California would be admitted as a free state, but enslaved people fleeing to free states had to be returned to the slaveholders in other states. Caption. The state seal includes the California motto, Eureka. It is a Greek word that means, I have found it. The delegates decided on the eastern boundary of the state. They set the boundary along the eastern slope of the Sierra Nevada. They also decided that they would be a free state. On September 9, 1850, California was admitted into the Union as the 31st state.